Ambassador, what kind of reforms would be enough to calm the population and maintain the regime in Syria?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure I have a great answer. As we saw in Tunisia and Egypt, the various Arab leaderships keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. The people go into the street calling for reform, calling for fundamental changes in the system of rule, but not necessarily calling for the overthrow of the leader. And then the leaders immediately confront them with force and with violence and go on television and make statements that I can't possibly make changes right now and let it be known that I don't make changes under pressure, etc. I do this in my own good time. Angering people, more people go into the streets, join the demonstrations. Then they begin to give ground grudgingly, even while using force against the people. Further enraging people, you have funerals, you have people coming out to mourn the dead and shouting anti-regime slogans. And in the words of Malcolm Gladwell, the author, you hit a tipping point. It tips from being a call for reform and a call for fundamental change to a call for the end of the regime.
How would you explain the relatively cautious reaction of the Obama administration towards what's going on in Syria?
It is a bit puzzling. Let me put it this way. It's not clear that a critical mass of Syrians have yet taken to the streets to call for the ouster of Bashar al-Assad. We have to remember that the Syrian people as a whole have seen a terrible civil war in Lebanon. Then the Syrian people see what happens in Iraq after the United States goes in. Part of the problem is that there's no democratic center often in these countries. The dictatorships have virtually eliminated the democratic center, and so they've set up a dichotomy. It's either us, the dictator, authoritarian, secular though we may be, or it's the Salafiyin, the Islamist militants who don't have any respect for democracy and even less for minority rights. And it's a terrible dilemma. And we won't know for maybe several years how all of this is going to play out. So I think there are a lot of Syrians sitting on the fence right now because they're very afraid that what happens if this regime falls, if Bashar al-Assad goes, what's going to follow it? What's the alternative? And so we don't really know.
What would you advise the Obama administration to do right now with the Syrian government? Should the U.S., for example, recall its ambassador to show its displeasure with the crackdown there?
In my opinion, he should not. We were 6 years without an ambassador in Syria. This is a president who came to office advocating talking to your adversaries. You can't talk to your adversaries if you're not in a room with them. We had almost no access to Syrian officials before sending Robert Ford there at the end of December, the beginning of January, whatever it was. He's a seasoned diplomat. He served in Iraq. He served in Algeria. He knows what regimes like this are all about. And you know, there are still plenty of people, including myself, who would love to see President Bashar al-Assad decide that maybe those around him need him more than he needs them. You know, this is still a young man, 45 years old, educated, hopefully modern, and he's making bad choices, and he needs to stop and think. You know, I doubt our ambassador is going to be the one who persuades him, but maybe his own people will persuade him that he needs to do something different.